Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm seeing a lot of green on the screen this morning, but it feels like we are holding our breath a little bit. What is the vibe out there?
It is definitely a wait-and-see kind of morning, but the bias is upward. Equity futures are pointing to a modestly higher open. The NASDAQ is actually positive for the week now, trying to drag the S&P 500 and the Dow along with it. But, you know, yesterday was choppy. Low volume. It screams a lack of conviction right now.
Yeah, the volume has been light. But we did get a nice wake-up call from the earnings front. Marvell Technology is absolutely crushing it this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Marvell is the standout. Ticker MRVL. They are up nearly 10% in the pre-market. Not only did they beat earnings per share, but the big headline is they are acquiring Celestial AI. The market loves that AI infrastructure play. It is definitely lifting the mood for tech.
AI saves the day again. But it wasn't all sunshine in tech earnings. We had CrowdStrike report last night too. They beat expectations, raised guidance, and the stock is down. What gives?
Classic case of high expectations. CrowdStrike beat on the top and bottom line, and the guidance was solid, but the stock is down about 1%. When you are priced for perfection, sometimes a good beat just isn't enough, and then you have the disasters. Look at Pure Storage, ticker PSTG.
Ouch, I see that. Down almost 15%?
Yeah, 15% haircut. They missed on the bottom line and the guidance was weak. It is dragging down some other storage names too. So while semiconductors look strong, the storage side of hardware is getting hammered.
Got it. So semi's hot, storage not. Let's pivot to the macro picture. We have a data dump coming up, don't we?
Big time. At 8:15 Eastern, we get the ADP employment change. The consensus is looking for 20,000 jobs added. Then at 10 a.m., we get the ISM services print. That is a major gauge for the economy. If those numbers come in hot, it could shake up the rate cut expectations.
Speaking of rates and the Fed, there is some juicy gossip floating around about the next Fed chair.
Right. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the administration canceled interviews for the Fed chair role because it looks like Kevin Hassett is the front runner now. The market seems okay with that, with rate cut odds for December still holding steady right around 90%.
90% is pretty baked in. Let's look at the charts. If we open green, what are the key levels you are watching on the S&P?
For the SPY, we are looking at resistance right around the 685 to 687 level. We need to break that to get some real momentum. On the downside, support is sitting at 680. If we lose 680, things could get ugly fast. For the Qs, that resistance is 625.
Okay, 685 on the SPY. Before we let everyone go, give me a quick trade idea or a sector you are watching at the bell.
I am looking at relative strength. Texas Instruments, ticker TXN, has been showing some good leadership even when the broader chip sector wobbles. I'd look for setups there. On the flip side, avoid those weak storage names like Pure Storage. Don't try to catch a falling knife there today. And keep an eye on volatility. The VXX is drifting lower, which usually supports a slow grind higher.
Great stuff. Keep your eyes on that 10 a.m. data release, folks. That could be the volatility trigger. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. Good luck out there. And we will catch you tomorrow.